Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word from John the Baptist, because right here at this time in history, so many thousands of years ago, you were right here, you were there, that you were still on your journey to seek and to save, to come into perfect authority, so that you could convict the world of sin because of unbelief in you, judgment because the devil is judged. Righteousness, because the door is open, the answers are here now. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for these words of encouragement to let sinners turn and start bearing fruit worthy of repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Morning, precious family. Yeah, so Jesus was, that time he was already there, he was already on the journey to bring about a total new covenant. Clean up heaven, put the devil out and his demons out, and then bring his kingdom on earth. And yeah, and he's been busy the last 2,000 years plus or minus approximately convicting the world of sin, the world that is still caught up in sin. Yeah, and that they don't need to be under this judgment of the devil, because the devil has been judged. And the goodness, the righteousness, the answers, the kingdom, Jesus and his kingdom are right there for everyone. So this is what happens. I can remember specifically myself when I realized, man, I need Jesus. You know, I can't go on living in the dark and in the sin, just deeper and deeper into sin. And then I wanted to do good, and, you know, and I was doing good, but I still found I couldn't help myself. And this is the same here with these guys. These guys would have perceived they really need the Savior. So it gets you to realize, oh, I need a Savior. We can see that in Romans 7. That is Paul writing there, and it's under the law. It's not him as a new creation that can do all things through Christ who is with him, leading him, and has got his life. I mean, always leading him in triumph, and through him shining this goodness, showing the victory, being the fragrance of Christ. And then he cries out after he's tried to do good and he can't. And he cries out, who will rescue me from this body of sin? And then he says, praise be for what Jesus Christ has done. And then we go into Romans 8, where it talks about the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, God has done now in Christ Jesus. So that's our position. So for us, we've just got to stay looking to Jesus, staying in the righteousness that has been given, that's keeping us from the bad. And the wonderful thing here, because of Jesus coming now, and that we don't have to die to the old, or yes, we've got to die to the old. But what I'm saying, the way we die to the old is that we just concentrate on the right, on the good things, on the new big brother, Lord and Savior. And then he leads us into the new things. He done the dying so that we can reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. We died with Jesus so that we can now live by faith, the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself to us. So that's why we're drawing close every day. Every day we're just getting more zealous, more closed, more on fire for the Messiah. So be blessed, guys. Have a lovely day. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.